Good morning. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Yes, I was just checking into getting paid for taking care of my dad. He had a stroke.
Absolutely. I'm sorry to hear that. What county does your dad reside in?
Afton.
Which one?
Afton, AFFTON, St. Louis County.
St. Louis County, okay. What's your dad's name?
Jason Ehret, Ehret.
E?
Ehret, yeah.
Okay, Jason Ehret, and date of birth?
December 18th, 1978.
He's gonna have a birthday soon. December 18th, 1978.
Yeah.
And what's his home address, sir?
8938 Francis Court, St. Louis, Missouri, 63123.
And are you going to be his primary caregiver to take all the hours, to do all the hours, complete all his hours?
I've been doing this for the last month and a
Okay.
half, and I've been calling people and they don't call me back, and
That's horrible. I'm sorry.
just
I'm going to help
wasting
you,
a
and we're going to
lot
do
of
this
time.
today. All right. What's your name, sir?
David, same last name,
Ehret.
Ehret.
What's a good number to reach your dad?
314-679-0201.
So that's 314-679-0201.
Yeah.
And a good number to reach you, sir?
That's a good number, yeah. It's my cell phone. It's three
Okay,
oh
and
one
his
number.
Medicaid ID number on his Missouri MoHealthNet card. We're going to check eligibility codes, and if he's eligible, we're going to call the state right now. We're going to get him online for an in-home assessment. Have you done that yet or no?
Nobody's gotten back with me.
Okay, well, we're going to take care of that today.
Okay, 088-77.
088-0887.
Okay, it's 088-77-328.
All right, please hold while I look him up, okay? 088-77-328.
Right.
Found them. Let me see if he has the eligibility codes. Shared household. His status is inactive. Let me check to see why. Is he never married, living alone still, or is he living with you?
He's living with me. Me
Okay.
and my wife.
Alternate
But
phone
she
number is
works.
314-503-6120.
Yes.
Okay.
He don't answer his
Address
phone though.
hasn't changed. Okay. He's young, 46 years old.
Yes, he is.
Let me see, E2. What we're gonna do is we're gonna call, okay? It's showing like his Medicaid is inactive. That could mean many reasons. It could mean that he missed a recertification. It could mean that he never showed proper documentation to complete the application. It could mean that he never showed up for an annual visit. You understand? So we're gonna find out, one, why is his Medicaid inactive? And two, how can we get it back up and running? I need you to write down some information. Let me know when you're ready because we're doing this now. All right?
Is Medicaid being inactive? I just been using it and everything, and he can't get out of the house to go anywhere.
Just let me know when you're ready to write stuff down.
Don't have a pen in front of me. Okay, hang on. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, so the agency that's going to hire you and assist your dad onto services is called Deluxe Home Care. Deluxe is spelled D-E-L-U-X-E, like the cheese. Deluxe, D-E-L-U-X-E.
D-E, what was it, L?
L-U-X-E, like the cheese, Deluxe.
Okay.
The agency's phone number is 314-501.
Hang on just a second. This pen is kind of messed up. 314. Well, where's the rest of it?
501.
Okay.
2508. That's 314-501-2508.
2508. Okay.
My name is Jasmine. J-A-S-M-I-N.
Okay.
What we're going to do, basically, we're going to call seniors and disability. Those are the people that come out and do a home visit and determine eligibility, days of care, and how many hours your dad gets, okay? We're going to basically knock on the state's doors. We're going to introduce ourselves. So, good morning. My name is David. I'm calling on behalf of my father. We are in need of home care services, okay?
Okay.
They're going to ask you a series of questions. You know, they're going to ask you your father's living arrangements, marital status, date of birth, address. You're going to need that Medicaid ID number. I'm going to prompt it into the system, but you have to confirm it with the specialist along with any other information that they ask of you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to ask you, what are your father's needs? You know, does he need help dressing, grooming, bathing, medications, you know, sorting his foods, prepping his meals, doing his dishes, cleaning his house? So you're going to say yes to all of that.
No, he's paralyzed.
They're going to ask if you need a visiting nurse to come out and check his vitals once a week. If you do opt for a visiting nurse, they're going to take from your time. So, like, let's say if your dad doesn't need a visiting nurse to come out and check vitals, then just tell them not at this time, you don't need them. If your dad, you know, happens to get worse, God forbid, then we'll call the state and add that service on. All right?
Okay.
They're going to ask you if you want someone to come out and sort his meds. You can sort his meds and get paid for it. If you opt for a nurse to come out and sort his meds, then they won't pay you to sort his meds or pick up his prescription medications. Okay?
Sure, but I've been doing all that.
So just say that, yes, he just needs assistance with it. That's it. He needs assistance with it, and you're the one that's providing that assistance. All right?
Okay.
They're going to ask you if you want your father to engage in a social daycare. That's where they pick him up every day and they take him to like a social daycare with other like-minded individuals with similar disabilities for him to, you know, spend his days. If you do opt for him to get out the house and socialize with other people, the day that he's in social daycare, you will not get paid to prep his meals, you know, cook, clean, anything, because all his needs are being met at the social daycare. So if you don't need, if he can't do anything at this time because he's paralyzed, just tell them not at this time. If later on he does get better, he regains consciousness and he's there, you see him active, he's walking, then we can include those services, okay?
Okay.
I need you to write down CDS program. That's the program that allows your dad to hire you and you to get paid to be his attendant. So it's called Consumer Direct Support Program. CDS program. That's the program that you want. The provider agency that you have chosen to work with is called Deluxe Home Care. They're going to ask you that. So you need to have my information readily available.
Okay.
All right.
What's CDS's phone number?
No, CDS is a program. It's not a phone number. It's called the Consumer Direct Support Program. That is the program we're going to tell the state that you want to, that you want right now. So good morning. My name is David. I'm calling on behalf of my dad, Jason. If they ask to speak to him, he's currently right now sleeping. He's heavily sedated. He's under medication. He just had a stroke. All right?
Okay. CDS.
You're calling to set up the CDS program. It's cat, dog, snake. CDS.
Right.
You're calling to set up the CDS. This not a phone number. It's a program. I'm going to transfer you directly
to them.
It's a
program. Okay. Okay.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Only okay. Answer questions you ask. Do not go into storytelling with the state, okay?
Okay.
All right. I'm going to place you on a brief hold. Please hold while I get you seniors and disabilities on the line. Please hold.
Okay. Thank you.
Your call is very important to us.
You're
and
next,
will be
David.
Answered in the order that it was received. We appreciate your time and look forward to speaking with you.
Home and Community Day Services, this is Erica. Are you calling for services for yourself or another person?
Another person, Hello? My son. Hello?
Okay. Hi, is he there with you?
Yeah.
Could I speak with him to verify his identity, or is he under 18?
He's 46.
Okay. Okay. I'll need to adhere to the HIPAA guidelines to speak with him to verify who he is.
Okay. He's sleeping right now, and I doubt if he's going to verify anything when I first wake him up.
Okay, so or do you have a court-ordered legal document attached to his case to speak on his behalf?
I have power of attorney.
Okay, the power of attorney or the durable power of attorney?
It's just straight power of attorney.
Okay, sir, what type of services were you wanting for your son?
I just wanted to try to find out what I could get.
Okay.
I don't know,
what is your name,
I've
sir?
I've been taking care of him for the David Ehret, Ehret.
Okay. And the case number, excuse me, the Medicaid number that you put in the system is that's for your son?
Yes.
Okay. I've got the case pulled up, and looking at this, Mr. Ehret, he's eligible for the consumer direct services where he would have to be able to self-direct the unmet needs that he needs taken care of.
Okay.
The other option would be okay, go ahead.
His left side's like paralyzed, but I had... They didn't come to the house, but my brother-in-law was a vascular surgeon for 30 years. He had some of his friends come over, and they actually got him to where he can get up off the chair and into the wheelchair. But he can walk a little bit with a cane, you know, a little bit. But other than that, he's pretty well down. I'm just trying to get, you know, all the help I can get.
Okay. Well, the first option here, you said that he would not be able to get on the phone to verify. Let me ask you this. Is Jason able to communicate back and forth to tell me or an assessor what he needs help with in the home?
Yes.
Okay.
He basically just sits in a chair because the hospital bed hurts him.
Okay.
His life.
Okay. So what I'm asking is, when he wakes up, is he able to get on the phone so that I can submit a referral and he tell me what his needs are? If he's not, his unmet needs are, if he's not able to do that, you would have to speak with the Family Support Division to see if his Medicaid eligibility code could change to where, you know, it wouldn't be self-direct.
Okay, now,
Would you like their number?
Medicaid back.